Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Lifestyle, wellness, and a damn good time. Level up, level up, level up, level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it! I hear you say that shit with bananas. You're listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny, one of your hosts.
And I'm another guy.
He's the other guy, and we are excited to be here. You have us back here with you. We just finished up an amazing 5-part mindset training series. It was a little bit of a taste and a step into what it would be like to be in a workshop with us. We also partnered up with Bobby Brinkman. It was a great series. So if you didn't listen to any of them, you have 5 different mindset series with worksheets that go along with them that will help you transform your mindset and the trajectory of your business and life. If you do the work, that's always the thing. So what we are focused on this episode is we are really going to talk about entrepreneurial real talk. So, all right. So we really just wanted to share a little bit. Let's just kind of start at the beginning. And what the beginning means is the amazing, amazing, amazing company, the amazing radio network, Say What Radio Network that we're a part of. They are awesome. The team is awesome. They're always there to support us, especially as creatives and entrepreneurs. You know, we are so grateful to be a part of this network that we've chose them to and hired them to help edit this podcast, coach us along the way. And here's why. As you guys, if you've listened from like OG from the beginning, you've maybe noticed that like we do a bunch of episodes and then we take a break. Sometimes we take a break because we just need the space. Sometimes we take a break because we want to think about a new direction. Sometimes we take a break because, I don't know, we're scared. Or, you know, we're like, we want to show up really good for you guys.
Whoa, vulnerability.
Yeah. Well, nobody's looking at me right now, so it's a little easier. So we were talking to the team there and we were like, all right, we're thinking about taking another break. And they were like, are you kidding me? No more breaks. Your breaks are over. Like in a loving way, of course. You know, they're like, no more breaks. Just share what's going on. Like share a little bit more behind the scenes on the journey. And I think what happens for some of the breaks that we've taken, for me, what comes up if I look back and reflect is perfection. Like it's I want this to be really good for you guys. I want you guys to get value from this podcast. I want you to want to share this with your friends. And one of the things that has come up from a couple different sources is that we may come across sometimes a little salesy or we're trying to sell you something. And we'll talk about that in a little bit because I think I know why that's happening. Or do you want to talk about it right now?
So all right, whatever. Like this is open. Let's go.
Like, yeah. Like, okay. So if you are feeling like we're trying to sell you something or whatever, I get it because I feel like as a business, as an entrepreneur, Jay and I are very like heart-centered, heart-led entrepreneurs. We want to help and we want to help people transform and we want to feel good about what we're doing, feel good in our business about the activities that we're taking. And I'll tell you, like the podcast is one of our favorite things to do, which is kind of crazy because I said that we take all these breaks, but it is one of our favorite things to do, right?
I think it's one of our favorite things to do because it's, I don't know. It's some of our best conversations come from just sitting and talking. And I feel like if we can do that, or it's easier to do that when it's just like you and me, like going back and forth, because all it is it's like a conversation.
Yeah.
So it's one of the easier things for us to do. And I think once again, another shout out to the team is they don't let us get in the numbers. They're like, let us do our fucking job. So you can do yours. Your job is recording, creating, doing stuff. We don't want you worried about the numbers. Mm-hmm. We'll check out the numbers. We'll come back with our answer. Once again, it's your podcast, but don't focus on that. Focus at the thing that you're good at. And what you're good at is sitting and talking to the people about the shit that's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I was going to say, so one of the reasons I believe that someone may feel like, okay, we take a break and we come back and it seems like we're trying to sell something or whatever, right? Whatever like the version of that is because I feel like as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you're in some ways trying to feel it out, trying to figure out what to do. What do you like? What do you not like? What is your audience like? What do they not like? This person says you should do this in order for, you know, success to happen. Or this person says this in order for success to happen. So over the years, we've hired different coaches. And I'm telling you, this next thing I say, it's not that it's right or wrong. But I think this is maybe where some disconnect comes. You know, you hire a coach and they're like, okay, well, everywhere you're showing up on all your posts, all your podcasts, all your social media, you should always have a call to action.
Right.
So then we like are trying to figure out how to have a call to action and invite you without being weird about it. But then we end up being weird about it, which what does that tell you?
Right.
When you're forcing it, it ends up being weird and repelling.
It's probably not the thing.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like it's like you're trying to check all these boxes because you're like, okay, I have a business. You know, I mean, great. Like if we have the funds and you have the funds to have a business where generating income is not needed, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But right. Also at the same time, when you're providing value, when you're spending your time doing something,
but
you want to help people take the next step.
I think too, yes, it's that. And two, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, it's like what you said behind the scenes when we had these conversations. At the end of the day, you just want your business to be successful. You right. just want your business to be successful, but you have to define what that success is for you. And for a lot of starting entrepreneurs, it's not like it's depending on, you know what I'm saying? Like there's this, I don't want to call it taboo, but there's this thing, being an entrepreneur is hard. You know, it's like already these constraints and these stipulations and these conditions, these programs that's put into place. Oh, if you want to be an entrepreneur, it's hard. You're not going to make a lot of money out the gate. You got to put in the hard work first before you reap the benefits. So you step into this pre-programmed and you haven't even experienced all of that. And it's like, okay, I'm putting my heart, soul, sweat, blood, tears into this. I just want this to be successful. And a lot of times in this microwave society that we live in, we want to see that instant success. So 1, 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 years, and it's still not that level of expectation that we had. We overlook the things that we've done, you know what I'm saying? From starting the business, from, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur, to, you know, even coming up with your positioning statement or your mission statement or your values, and like filling into, okay, I got to make money, to, okay, I really want to serve people, to, okay, this is switched and changed.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because what you just said about, you know, you want it to be successful, or that you really want to make a difference. And here's the thing that has been happening on our end, right? We both individually and together have a lot to share with the world. We have a huge impact that we can make. We have a lot of skills, talents, training, things we've invested in. Like, we have a lot under the hood. But where we have been struggling is how on earth do we package this in a way that you understand?
Right.
Right? Like, how do we package this in a way that it's valuable to you? Because if you knew what was in our head, you would be like, oh my God, they have the answer. They're able to help me through a solution. But we have found that, you know, we've tried different things. We talked about different things. And then we keep getting feedback outside of the podcast in our day-to-day life through colleagues and friends. Like, I still don't know what you do. And that's usually why we take a break, because we're like, okay, back to the drawing board. Let's see how we can make this, clear? How we make this more clear. So that's why it's like,
because people are, I love you. Right. Your personalities are, you're like magnets. I don't know why I give off that
magnetic
vibe. I don't know why I get off that vibe.
Like, better.
Jen totally gives off that magnetic vibe. Anyway, they're like, I mean, I would love to give you money, but what am I buying?
Right. Right. And so that's where you see, like, we have these different seasons where we had the unfuckwithable season. We have the F the algorithm season, which is what we're in now. You know, we, in the first part of this season, we did the series and we launched our YouTube, where we did the series about being raw and getting fit, and like in our process and our 360 degree living approach. Like, all of the stuff that we've talked about is still part of our business. But the reason that we take the breaks is because we're like, how do we continue to simplify it?
How do we make it that much more clearer?
Yeah, because we still help, like, we talk about it all the time with our clients right now that we have. And we're like, see, this is why, you know, why, like, hello on the Mindset series. It's like, hey, if you're able to really identify and be self-aware about what's going on in your life, then when something comes up, you can apply this tool or that tool that will help you be even more unfuckwithable.
But what's really crazy though, crazy in a good way, is once we sit and start to talk to people,
yeah,
they get it.
Right.
But that initial thing.
The marketing part, I'm just going to say it. Look.
It is totally
marketing. I'm going to say it's marketing. It's totally marketing. Crazy because you look at me and you're like, wow, Jenny, you spent 10 years in sales and you killed it. I don't understand how you're not killing it here. Right? I don't fucking know how to do online marketing. We've been trying to figure out, right? We've hired the coaches. We've done the SLO funnels. We post on Facebook. We come on the podcast and we build like a little lead form. And then you guys don't even freaking fill it out because you're probably like, what the hell is this lead form? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have flopped so many times. And I'm telling you, it's so fucking frustrating. It's so frustrating. And the crazy thing is there's so many times that we've wanted to quit. And in a way, I feel like the breaks, and this is coming up right now on the moment as we're speaking, in a way, I feel like the breaks we've taken on the podcast are almost like a safe place for us to hide and not show what's happening because we got it all together. And maybe that's more Jenny than Jay, but like...
We don't. I'm not afraid to tell you I don't have my shit
together. But the thing that's just so like... the thing that's so amazing is that we literally have everything we need inside of us. We have everything. We have the ability, we have done, we are doing, and we will continue to do that transformational thing in your life and people's lives and our clients' lives. Like, it's there. Well, but it's the, like, fucking how to, like...
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. And I feel, once again, guys, this is a learning lesson for you because I'm pretty sure some of you are going through this right now and be like, holy fuck, you are living my life right now. It's like I've invested the money. I've done this. I've done that. I've done what they told me to do, and it hasn't worked. But here's with that, you've done what they told you to do. Have you ever really just stopped and listened to what you want to do? What was the last podcast called? Follow your own damn advice?
Yeah, or was take that your two? Own, take your own damn advice.
Was that last one or the last two? One. Yeah, five. Take your own damn advice. But I feel there's that fear that comes into that. Well, if I do this and it doesn't work, then what? You know? So let me do what someone else told me because we look to the promises. We had a conversation about this, about coaches. We, in the past, we've been motivated by their promises, right? Because that's the carrot. That's the thing that reels you in, right? That's the hook. The promise. Because
you want that thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But have you really just sat and listened to the coach, the person who's talking to you?
Yeah.
Are they talking to you or talking at you? When you tell them where you want to, what you want to do and where you want to go, do they stop and say, okay, let me make sure I'm hearing you right? Or do they say, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Because it's different from the coach who says, yeah, from the one who says, look, man, I'm not going to tell you how to fuck to run your business. That's on you. I'm going to show you how to implement these strategies, not in a particular Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or whatever, because you have to find that thing that works for you. What I'm telling you is these strategies that you implement in whatever you're doing will get you the results. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm showing you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter where you are, where you go, because you can implement those same strategies. Like we tell you, the four-step process, our 360-degree living process, you can put it anywhere and apply those strategies and get results.
Yeah. You know what's coming up for me? It's interesting. This is how it happens, guys. Like, this is coming up. So we started off, I'm raw. Jay's like, wow, how transparent. I'm like, yes, it's feeling good. Here we are at minute 14 or whatever ends up being once it's all like edited or whatever. And to tell you the Say What Radio team, they don't like edit out a lot. It's raw, but like they edit out some of the pauses or if a dog barks or something like that, right? Okay, so what's coming up for me right now is I'm starting to go back into old habits and old thoughts and I'm thinking, what's the purpose of this podcast? Why are we doing it, right? It's like this self-doubt coming up. I'm like, okay, well, I want to make sure that we're giving value. I want to make sure that we're dropping those amazing gems or whatever. Like I think that... What happens is sometimes we are stuck in these patterns or we have these limiting beliefs or these doubts come up and sometimes we don't know what to do with them. And it's moments like this that I'm sharing with you. It's coming up for me and I'm going, well, wait, that's not true. Jay just dropped some nuggets. We drop nuggets all the time. But if I have an expectation that's so high, how do I know that we've dropped so many nuggets? And I think what's coming up again for me, and I thought I squashed this, but it's like layers of an onion and it keeps peeling the layers, is that I will be successful when I have a ton of raving fans. This has come up multiple times. And Jay, you've heard it. I've maybe not shared it in this like scenario. And so the thing is, okay, we do a podcast episodes or a series of episodes or whatever, right? We do something new. We're all excited. It's great. And then we wonder, like, where's the raving fans? Like, we ask it all these episodes, like, hey, reach out to us on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, snapshot our thing. Oh, hey, join this letter, join this list. And then, like, it's crickets. And not because the context's not good, but, you know, I've heard those things on a podcast and I'm driving and I forget to go back. I may have liked it and I forget. There's so many reasons.
Right.
My point is, if my expectation is that I will be successful when I have a bunch of raving fans, I continue to be disappointed, let down, frustrated, overwhelmed, mad, angry, sad, whatever the emotion is that comes up. And then I doubt myself. And then, hey, we want to take a break. Right? I mean, that's part of it. Because it's a misaligned expectation. And I thought I cleared it, but here it is again.
That's one of the things, though. Like the major thing we talk about also is that self-awareness is there's always going to be something that pops up, but it doesn't come at you usually the way that it came, that you mastered. It's like, okay, you're coming at me from the front. Martial arts example. You learn how to block from the front, right? Okay, someone's throwing a punch this way. Oh, I can block that punch. Oh, I can block that punch. Okay, now I'm going to come from... Jenny's totally playing with her new dog right now. She's like...
You had no idea.
I'm looking at you when I'm dropping bombs. I know, and you're like...
you're blocking shit.
Oh, the dog's so cute. Anyway, see? But, you know, it comes from the front. Oh, I learned how to block this front bars. Okay, I'm going to come at you with a cross. Holy shit. That's totally throwing me off now. Mm-hmm. I was ready for it from the front. And that's how these things happen. It's like, okay, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, whatever you want to call it, it comes at me this way. I've mastered that way to block it. But when it comes from the left or right or from behind in a way that I don't quote unquote expect it, it's like, holy shit, I thought I had that. No, you had it from one direction. Mm-hmm. So it's always learning and growing. That's the thing. Upfront with you guys right now, you're not going to quote unquote arrive until you take your last breath. Every day until that last breath on earth is a learning, growing, evolving experiment, procedure, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I think the life lesson that I and possibly we have been going through, I'd say there's two main ones that are coming up that you have heard us talk about, but I'm going to bring them like clearly to the surface. Life lesson number one, be gentle with yourself, right? It has been pointed out to me multiple times that I'm really hard on myself. And I have high expectations for myself because I have achieved so many things. And so even just, you know, oh, the fans aren't coming, or oh, this isn't perfect, or oh, this isn't this, whatever it is, right? It's like, we always tell people to be gentle with themselves, but I'm still practicing. I'm still learning that, and it's okay. Like that would kind of like make me very uncomfortable a few years ago. I'm still not 100% okay with it and sharing that I don't have it all together, even though I know that you don't want to hear I have it all together. But still, I'm telling you, it's a process. And I'm sharing that I'm going through it. And if you're the same, just know you're not alone. I'm going through it too. And I really hate that I just said that and now it's going out to the ethers, but whatever. It's all good. See, I struggle with things too. And the other thing, the other thing that Jay said that we already talked about is, you will hit a point at some time in your life, business, career, and maybe you've already hit it. Maybe this already come up for you, right? Is where you have been following external advice and looking for, you know, stuff externally. And there's a time where it's time to go internally and get that advice from your intuition into source, into the higher connection, your higher self, whatever that is, like going inside instead of going outside.
Right.
And that can happen in multiple layers, right? Because Jay, you've always been good at going inside, but also when it comes to the business, we've gone outside a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even though you've mastered the inside, like in your life, we've gone outside in another aspect.
Right. And that was, I was going to circle back to what you said earlier about like, you know, doing all the things, marketing on social media or whatever. And I'm not going to say that we flopped, but we haven't truly stepped into what works for us. You know what I'm saying? We've done an SLO funnel. We've done the long text post. But like, people are like, oh my God, your personal, you can't gauge our personality through a written post, right? You know what I'm saying? And you always say this, finding that thing, and I always cringe when you say it, but like, committing to it is something about the word commitment in that essence. I mean, she's my wife and I love her, so I don't have commitment issues. But, you know, that word when it relates to, I don't know. But, you know, finding that thing, and maybe the way that we did these things in the past wasn't our way. And maybe video is the way. Maybe it's like having our new dog do PR for us, because apparently he's fucking killing it.
You know what just came up when you said that? This could be an aha here. I love the idea of, and you and I have talked about this, of like creating the things. I like the automation where you don't have to be there for the entire process. I love the idea of like, let me create this funnel and people are going to click on it and go through it and buy it and do it. And then the email is going to go out, right? Like, that's all happening and I'm not a part of it. Like, I love that idea. Who wouldn't, right? But you still put your energy in it and you still created it with the client experience in mind.
Right.
So it's not like it's so much like a robot. But anyways, I'm going off tangent. So I love that idea. I love the idea of creating quote posts and having them scheduled. I love the idea of creating carousels and having them scheduled and the stuff's already set and ready to go. But where you were saying, like, you know, we've noticed some different things flop, I think that maybe what's being asked of us right now is to really show up and be our authentic selves, just like the Say What Radio team encouraged us indirectly to do this episode right now, right? And show up and just be us. And so that could mean us showing up live or video or whatever, because the first videos we did on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, are really good. But they're not really us.
This is true.
Right? So if we just show up and we have conversations or whatever, I don't know.
Perfect example from the networking event we mm-hmm. went to last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you did what you do. You, hi, bubbly, whatever. You know, I did what I did. I sat and listened for the time to interject.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we work so well together. Because like you said, someone asked a question where it threw you off and I was like, yo, I got you. Don't even worry.
Yeah.
Alley-oop, boom.
Yeah. There's got to be something fun because, you know, we've played with too. I think as entrepreneurs, you know, especially if you're into a lot of things, but if it's just you or you and a spouse or you and one person working for you, there's only so much that you can commit to.
I just had an aha.
Okay, do it.
Thinking back to last night, this is mainly aha with how you process things, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing, right? And it's like, we're a fucking team. When you played softball, there's certain things you practiced and you did, and you knew if you missed something, you weren't holding the team on your shoulders because your teammate was there to pick up your slack. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. And it's like, well, I don't want to have to, you don't have to say the wrong thing, because if you do, I'm right there to pick up the fumble or to catch the rebound or to come behind you on that, hey there, Sally play, or whatever the fuck it is. Right. And it's like, that's a thing too. Oh, I. No, I told you from day one, this is a we thing. So there's nothing you can say that's going to screw anything up. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. That was ha.
Yeah, I mean, that feels good. And I don't really have much to say after that. Because I think that sitting with that and continuing to let this grow and continuing to really step into our power, and my intention, and I want to say our, but I've learned with Jay, I don't claim things for him unless he gives me a thumbs up to claim it for him. But my intention with this podcast is to be able to be an inspiration and a light, to be that model of possibility for you in your life, not for you to copy me and do what I do or do what we do, but for you to be able to see what's possible, for you to be able to expand your mind. And we want to, I know this is a we for sure, we want to question your thinking, because when our thinking is questioned, it gives us an opportunity to really say, hey, is this thinking pattern serving me? Or is there something else that I can step into that's even more empowering?
And challenge your belief system.
Ooh, yeah.
Not in a negative way, but just challenge, like, where did that come from? Why do you believe that? Who said that? Who, you know, just ask those questions. Because I feel a lot of stuff that we do is just because we've
maybe never stopped to think why.
Or, you know, someone just told it, yo, this is the way it's done. Mm-hmm. But why?
And, you know, the thing that's so powerful about what we're talking about right now as we close up this episode is we have done this all ourselves. We literally have. We are doing it and have done it. We have questioned our beliefs. We have really dug in deep. I mean, I've been doing some really deep work over the past couple of years, and I don't even have words because it's just so powerful, but I say that because we are in the trenches. We have been in the trenches. We have done that. So we can help you with that. You know, like, we've been there. We're not just like talking about it because that's what you're supposed to talk about. And this is exciting and sexy. Like, we have done this.
Yeah, it's, we have it, done it's, it. It's exciting, but it damn sure ain't sexy.
Well, marketing sexy. You know, I'm not going to go there. So anything else you want to say as we wrap up? Yeah. No, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here for us. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for whether this is your very first episode you've ever listened to or if this is your 105th episode. I don't even know how many we've done. I don't even think we've hit our 100th yet, but that's okay. It's coming. So no matter what number episode this is for you of listening to us or how long you've listened to us, thank you for the space. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being a listener. We feel your energy. And we would love nothing more. Like, we aren't so busy that we can't respond to you if you hit us up on social media or send us an email, whatever you feel drawn to do. Like, we could say hi. We could say what's up. Like, we don't bite. We'd love to meet you. But hey, if not, it's always like those kind of little things that help the encouragement, to be honest. Like, you always wonder, like I don't even know if this is going to come across right, but it's like, I just hit the microphone, like, hello, anybody out there? Hello, anybody listening? You know, you wonder, because literally right now we're sitting in our living room of a place that we're staying, because we're on this nomad journey, and you wonder, is anybody listening? And it's that faith, knowing that you're out there and knowing that if at least one person's life can be touched and changed, that's all that matters.
I'd like to say follow our new dog on Instagram, Forever Positive. That's FURREVER_PAWSITIVE. His name is Miko. He's super cute. Yeah, follow him on Instagram.
Yes. Ooh, you're so smart.
I don't know how that was smart, but okay.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. If we go back and we say those business coaches would be like, what are you doing? You're supposed to send them to your Instagram. Well, the dogs is cooler. For now. Or forever.
No, his is gonna be forever cooler.
Dude, hey, we are the greatest social media managers because we already like 300% grew him in like 33 days. Like, it was,
it's
just
not even 3 days. It's like two.
Oh, well, he's already at, we were like, he's got more followers than our YouTube channel.
Damn shame.
In 3 days.
Two.
2 days. All right, guys, signing off. See you on the next episode.
Holla. You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.